Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Interesting reading in Luke. Today we have Luke's version of the Beatitudes, Luke's take on Matthew 5, basically. A little different, an interesting setup too, with having people from Jerusalem and Judea and Tyre and Sidon. Tyre and Sidon being those who Jesus later would say, "Woe to you, it would be better on the day of for Tyre and Sidon than it will be for you." I mean, it's Tyre and Sidon are the woes, Jerusalem, Judea, the blessed, you'd think. But actually, as we read what Jesus says and what Paul says, and even in our Old Testament reading, that's not necessarily so. The people would think that Jerusalem and Judea would be all of the blesseds and Tyre and Sidon would be all of the woes, but that's not what Jesus is about today. So the question comes, what if — I love what if questions — what if we're gonna play that game, right? We're gonna play the game to find out how things would be if, as Paul says, there is no resurrection, then our faith is in vain, and everything kind of falls apart. So, what if this is all there is? Not something that we often consider, but what if? What if this life, this day, this time, this earth, this system that we have set up, what if this is all there is, and there really is nothing more than this? There are a lot of woes that go along with what if this is all there is. So if this is all there is, if there's no promise in Christ, if there's no hope in the Lord, well then, woe to us. As Paul says, our faith would be in vain. Woe to you, or woe to us, if all we seek is the approval of man. Jesus often talks about this, that if all we seek is the approval of man, then the rewards of the world, the praise of idolaters, that'll be ours. But that'll be it. Woe to us if that is all we seek. If all we want is people to like us, if all we want is people to think good things about us, then woe to us. Woe to us if we are satisfied with the way things are. If we are comfortable with the way things are, and not just in our own lives, but in the world around us. If we're okay with the way things are going, woe to us. Woe to us. And woe to us if we think that this is the way it will always be. If this is all there is, then woe to us. Woe to us, or woe to me, if in preaching Christ crucified and resurrected, I'm giving you false hope. Woe to me. It's a dangerous thing. If I'm misleading you by telling you that there is more to life than this, then woe to me. Woe to you if wealth, luxury, fame, and fortune are all you seek. Jesus says, woe to you if you are full now, for you shall be hungry later. If we are content, if we are full, if we are, as sometimes we refer to it, as we are fat and happy or fat and sassy, then woe to us. Woe to us if all we seek is the fulfillment of self, fulfillment of our ego. And woe to us if all we seek is to make ourselves Lord of all things. Woe to us. And woe to me if I don't warn you about indulging in the self at the cost of all else. Woe to me. In fact, woe to all of us, and those who have come and those who have gone, if there is no resurrection from the dead, as Paul says, if there's no resurrection from the dead, then those who have died in Christ have died. They're gone. Woe to us. And I'll even stretch this out a little farther. In fact, woe to Christians, Jews, Muslims, and even those who simply believe in a higher power if this world is all there is. We've wasted our lives. We've wasted our time. We've wasted all of the chances we have had to indulge the self and explore this wonderful world of hedonism and whatever else we want to explore. Woe to us. But wait. Before we give up all hope, before we abandon ourselves to despair, before we just throw it all out the window and go live however we want to live, let's first look again at the promises of God. We'll turn to the Beatitudes in Luke chapter 6. Blessed are you who are poor. When Jesus uses the word poor, he means poor in all ways. Blessed are you who are poor, poor in spirit, poor in economy, poor in every way. Because you will have the full kingdom of God, reign and rule of Jesus in your life for all eternity. Blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who are hungry now. Hungry for food, but for justice. Hungry for mercy. Hungry for grace. Hungry for the word of God, because you will have it. You will be satisfied both here and into eternity. Blessed are you who spend time in mourning. Blessed are you who weep for our world, whose hearts are broken because of death and destruction and sin in our lives, for one day we will laugh and leap for joy. Blessed are you who are oppressed because of knowing Jesus, who are restricted, persecuted, shunned, laughed at, and ridiculed because of Jesus. Rejoice in your heavenly reward. Savor the feast of the King and bask in the glory of God in the light of the sun. All of those things, blessed are you. Blessed are you who trust in God, whose faith is held firm in Christ. Our prophet says, like a tree planted by streams of fresh flowing water, you are continually nourished. It says the same in the Psalms. Even in the dry seasons, even times in life when it seems like nothing is happening and everything is sort of just stalled out, times in life that are arduous or difficult, things that you have to trudge through, it's your faith that sustains you. It's your faith that keeps you connected to that stream of living water, Christ himself. Even when the fires rage all around you, and even sometimes inside of you, the streams of living water flow. The wonderful washing of baptism is a continuous thing for us. Blessed are we who believe that baptism does what baptism says it does. Baptism that washes away the sin and washes away the grime and the grit of sin in this world gives us faith that clings to Jesus. The streams of that living water sustains us when those times get difficult. And even when the drought sets in, and we've all been in seasons of drought, when drought sets in and it seems the dust is blowing, the tumbleweeds are tumbling, your tongue may stick to the roof of your mouth, it's so dry. Yet here where we hear the word, receive the gifts, gather together in faith in the body of Christ, here we are nourished, Here we are refreshed. Here we are replenished. Here we are given a fresh supply, a refreshing flow of grace, forgiveness, and faith through Christ. So woe to us if we thought that this is all there is, but blessed are we because we know that's not true. We know there is more. We know that Christ has been raised from the dead to the glory of the Father. We know that we too, who have been baptized into Christ, will also rise with Christ. Blessed are we who know the truth, the faith, the way, the life of Jesus himself. Amen. Now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard our hearts and minds in the true faith to life everlasting. Amen.